after the meeting, you'll get 15 minutes of crap mixed with 15 minutes of recovery.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, DRA, HA, MOUSE.
Or the Anons.
None of them. We don't speak for any of them. They're guys. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
We are in the new studio.
We are.
The old studio used to be kind of at boardwalk level at Laguna Beach. Now, we are up on the bluff overlooking a large portion of what could only be called the bay around here.
So we're more at Park Place than Boardwalk?
A little more.
Okay. It's the bay of the Caca de Perro.
Caca de Perro Bay.
Caca de Perro Bay.
Yeah. It is. It is. It is. So, Shelley?
Yes.
How was your week?
Fine.
Or your day?
Worked and drank coffee.
That's it?
You should have slipped a little sleep in there every now and then.
I got like, you know, a solid 5 hours the last three nights.
Good.
I got some sleep. I went to dinner with my mom and Shelley and my grandson. And I was at Millie's, just falling out right at the table. This is after having 10 hours sleep the night before. Went to sleep that night, slept 12 hours. I mean, went to bed at, you know, a more than reasonable time. I'm often the 3-4 o'clock guy. I was like out by 9.
How's that blood sugar doing?
Yeah.
It's fine. That's good. He's just sleepy.
Yeah, I thought for sure I must have been coming down with something, but not so much. So, how was your week, Mark?
My week was busy. I'm glad to be relatively healthy again.
Well,
I feel a lot better than I sound.
This will be old news by the time this show goes up. Not too old, but it's going to be somewhat old. What happened with the Bengals? Did you see it?
I do not wish to discuss it.
Did you see it? They were winning.
They were.
They were going to win.
They had won.
It was a done deal. They, and that guy, I didn't see it. But okay. James said, he goes, first of all, there was like a roughing the passer or something from the one play. And then the same guy, like on the next play, went with, James goes, I don't even know you could call it a late hit because the play was so far over. It was like just going up and wailing somebody. And then shoved the referee, which put him in field goal range, which they kicked the field goal and won the game.
Well, which was followed up the next day by Minnesota's kicker shanking a 27-yard field goal at the end of the game that would have won the game for them.
Was his name Scott Norwood?
No, but no, but yep, 27-yarder. Thought.
Missed it?
Missed it.
By that much.
By enough.
Our friend Patrick told me that he beat you in fantasy football.
He did.
He did?
Well, he didn't. His team did.
His team did. The team he handpicked.
Well,
I don't even know how it works.
Yeah. Patrick beat me in fantasy football because I had a player by the name of Le'Veon Bell who was projected to be the top running back in the NFL this year.
But not so much.
He got hurt, so I put in a waiver claim for his backup. Patrick was one spot ahead of me, and he got my backup for my number one running back and barely beat me in fantasy football.
Yeah, well.
So, but he did. He won.
That little bastard.
Yep, got the money. Already spent it.
When we do the dutes, I think we should be measured in our dutes this time. Because well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. You really should have been moving over here, Shelley. Now, see, the new studio's got a different layout, so we have to work our way
yeah.
around
this. This ought to just be a beautiful knot when we're all done. We've got three different mic cords, and they're crossing each other every time we move.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. We've got... I'm stuck. Guess I'm not moving. Okay. We have shout-outs to Arnold, Elizabeth. I am obese. I am obese.
Wait.
Someone commented on the show, and that's their...
I am obese.
That's their tag, and they were actually quite...
It's not me.
They were actually quite
You're not obese.
Whoever it was is a longtime listener and was quite complimentary to us in a comment. So all thank right. you very much.
Shout out to I am.
Katie Uck. Yes, she sent us an email, said, I'm still listening. You guys are awesome. She and Ron, they want to know if we're going to have a convention this summer or a get together because they want to come out.
We should do it in the UK.
Uck.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a passport.
You don't have a passport?
No, I've never needed one.
How the hell are you going to get out of the country when Donald Trump becomes president?
No need to get out of the country.
That's what I tell people.
I'll just drive to Miami, and when somebody's coming in on a boat, I'll just steal their inner tube and go the other direction.
Yeah, I said I would use the term boat as in like actually a sailing vessel.
Yeah. bunch of cans tied together.
An old desk.
Where was I?
It's like not that far, right?
What? To where?
Cuba.
90 miles from
90
Miami.
90 miles? So it's like 3 3/4 as far as Catalina Island.
Yeah, you could have swam it before you hurt your shoulder.
No.
Sure.
No.
Go with yes, because who's ever going to prove it otherwise?
90 miles? That's a lot.
Yeah. You dog paddle part of it. Float on your back.
Yeah.
You know floating on your back makes you? An hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it does.
We still haven't even gotten through the shout-outs yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We'll continue. Well, it's because you said Katie. Once you said Katie, it just stopped everything.
That's true. Neil, Carol, Dan, Stryker, Alexandria, James, Randy, Jack, Sally, Take 12 Radio. That would be Monty Man. John, Natalie, Joey, Georgette, Dakota, Brian, April, Steve, Lee, Deborah, Greg, and Bill.
Okay.
Wow.
We've had a lot of comments this week.
One of these days.
One of these days. One of these bang, days, zoom.
There's going to be no way to do all the shout-outs.
Okay. Now, I do have to make a note here. This is not a story, but this is it's a random listener comment moment. Lee left a comment on the last episode, and I'm just going to quote her here. Still totally loving the show, especially Shelley. Yay, go me. I love Shelley. Now, this is the part where the comment goes sideways. Listen often, very often, to old shows. Believe it or not, often to unwind, you guys put me to sleep.
I saw that comment.
I have not seen that.
Then the lead-out music wakes me up.
Thanks, Lee.
Positive vibes your way for 2016. Please keep doing what you are doing. Yes, because otherwise she's never going to sleep again.
Wow. Recovery 101, the ambient of radio.
Yeah. The way you do it is you go like this. You go, Recovery 101, NyQuil. NyQuil on the air.
Good night, Lee.
Shh. Yeah, good night.
No, I know what she meant, and thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay, the first story is from Deborah, and she commented on her when she sent the link in that says, when I read these stories, I can't help it anymore, but I always hear, three names.
Yeah, well, there you go.
This is from Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Is it three names?
Santos Vasquez Hernandez.
Wow.
Three names.
That sounds like a weed head.
He's facing drug charges.
Oh, shocking.
What do you bet it's weed?
He was pulled over.
H.
Wow, wait a minute. I didn't read this one very well, did I? Officers were called to the scene for the report of an unresponsive, unconscious man.
Weed.
Heroin.
It could be heroin, yeah.
Was apparently passed out, and this was on Christmas Day, in public, on Main Street, even.
In what city?
8 p.m., Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Under the stoplight?
New Jersey.
I don't know, but, you know, people passed out in New Jersey. You want to go in with guns drawn. It could be an execution. Who knows? Yeah.
He could be an IED.
He could be.
Anyway, so They determined that he was breathing, but that he was intoxicated. He came to and became combative, swinging his fist.
Was he drunk?
He was very drunk. Then they asked to see his identification. He handed over his wallet, which also contained a bag of drugs.
Undisclosed?
There you go.
Of undisclosed origin?
Well, it says they smell marijuana, but it didn't say that that was what was in the baggie in his wallet.
Okay.
Well, the alcohol put you out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mark sent this story in. Thank you, Mark.
Sweet.
I did.
You didn't do it.
Dude.
It's in Madison, Wisconsin. Holy crap. Christopher Gambeck, 33 years old, was arrested on charges of criminal damage to property and disorderly conduct. 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve, the bartender, this is on Christmas Eve, mind you, the bartender changes the music from Black Sabbath to Christmas music, whereupon he became very upset, chugged his beer, slammed the bottle on the counter, and started screaming cuss words at the bartender, then threw the bottle at her head.
Apparently, the bartender did not put on Twisted Christmas by Twisted Sister.
No, it was just standard Christmas music.
Which, by the way, if you guys have never heard it, is a fantastic Christmas album.
It is. It's really good. And the proceeds from that, 100% of the proceeds from that go to epilepsy research because one of Dee Snider's kids is epileptic. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I bought it. I bought it twice.
Yeah, we have bought it twice. Other patrons sort of stepped in to keep him. They intervened to keep him from like clocking the bartender, a good one. His uncle grabbed him and pushed him out the door. But as he went out the door, he grabbed the bar's Christmas tree and yanked it down.
Wow.
Merry Christmas to him.
He's got a thing against Christmas.
I guess. Or he loves Black Sabbath.
He really loves Black Sabbath.
I guess so.
I would think Black Sabbath would have to be over before you would switch to Christmas music.
Yeah.
Because to switch in the middle would be like...
Yeah. Songus interruptus.
Yeah.
You can get
an injury doing that.
You could get really injured.
You could get hit with a beer bottle.
Apparently.
He missed out on... Oh, come all ye faithful.
Yes, that's true.
He missed out with... All I want for Christmas is you.
To the tune of... We're not going to take it.
Well, no, it's the same. It's roughly the same tune.
It's got like the same sound to it, so it's perfect.
There are like a few notes in the chorus of "Oh Come All Ye Faithful," and "We're Not Going to Take It." There are only a few notes difference in the chorus. Mm-hmm. There was other parts of the song are different.
So, in other words, they are completely fessing up to ripping off an old Christmas song to make a power tune of the 80s.
Perfect.
I'm pretty sure they probably didn't realize they were doing it.
Yeah, of course they didn't. That's what I would say, too.
The next story is from Deborah, who says she is grateful she got sober before Facebook, because this is the dumb Facebook criminal of the week. Columbus, Ohio. A man took, and they didn't put his, Dustin Rittgers. Dustin Rittgers, 28 years old. He pleaded not guilty Tuesday to driving under the influence. However, the video that he posted on Facebook is really kind of, he's lying and you can tell.
It's really kind of, That's a word. That should be a word.
It is. Took a video of himself drinking and driving and posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, no.
He's got a dash cam that he turns
not
to
anymore,
face
he doesn't,
him.
Because he's not allowed to drive.
I know. He turned the dash cam to face him while he took a swig of a bottle, then flipped off the camera, turned the camera around, and started driving. When he got home, he posted the video, and then other people, hey, what is he doing? And the cops came and picked him up.
Got a DUI from his desk.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I don't know. Depending on how he did it, he could probably fight that because you said he's pled
not guilty.
Well, of course, because he turned the camera to him. He took a picture of himself taking a shot. Uh-huh. Then he turns off the camera and drives home.
For an undisclosed amount of time.
Right. No. So we don't even know he was doing it while he was driving.
The cam was still on while he was driving. It just wasn't facing him anymore.
Yeah, but you couldn't prove it was him driving anymore. Could be his friend, Larry.
Well, possibly. You never know. You should be this guy's lawyer.
Could have been Santa, for all we know.
It could have.
Could have been the little mouse in his pocket, too, but I'm betting it wasn't.
No, I'm thinking not.
Okay, Brian sent this next story in, and Brian? It's out of Brian. You know, who's Brian? Did I say Brian?
Brian?
Brian.
This is out of Brooksville.
Florida?
Yes.
Oh.
Brian's usually the Utah boy.
I know, and we have a Utah story later that's from Elizabeth, which is very weird.
The stars are not aligning.
I'm waiting for Katie Uck to send a Fresno story and ask Bill out of it.
Yeah. Jason T. Farrow was a little bit irritated because there was a motorcyclist driving up and down in front of the street in front of his house recently. So he took out a BB gun and shot him.
I was going to say slingshot, but BB gun is just as amusing.
It hit the motorcyclist in the lower right side of his torso.
Okay. Got his attention.
Now, after he was shot, the victim said he saw him go back, Farrell, go back into his house, and he was standing in the window, and like he made the universal
gun bang.
Bang thing with your fingers that people do, and then smiled at him and pointed, you know, did the eye point thing.
So the guy inside the house did the eye point thing to the guy he just shot with a BB gun.
Yes, with a BB gun.
Mm-hmm. So what caliber was the weapon the guy on the bike pulled out?
Oh, no, he didn't. He went to the police, told them what happened, filed a report. When the cops came to interrogate him, to ask him questions, his girlfriend ratted him out and said, no, he told me, here comes that guy on the motorcycle again. I should take my gun and shoot him with it so he'll stop driving up and down the road.
Wow.
Should.
Time for a new girlfriend.
Should.
Yeah.
Not did.
Time for a new girlfriend.
Well, yeah, maybe. But he's now facing charges. And this is weird. This is in Florida. He's facing charges not of assault with a deadly weapon or attempted anything.
It's not a deadly weapon.
Okay, or assault. How about just assault or battery or whatever? So. No, the charges he's facing are throwing a missile at a vehicle or dwelling.
Okay.
But he shot a person, not a vehicle or dwelling.
Well, there was a vehicle. I don't know. That's a weird...
It's Florida. A weird charge.
It's Florida.
That's
what
true.
Do you want?
What are you expecting? So,
idiot.
I've got a Dumb and Dumber news story.
What?
So, Debbie went to work on Friday.
Yeah.
Got there at 8 o'clock. At 8:12, bomb threat got called in to the girl at the desk directly across from her.
Whoa. From the girl at the desk?
No, the girl at the desk across from her took the call.
Oh, okay.
There's a bomb in your building, and it's going to go off in 30 minutes.
Okay.
She called the supervisor. Supervisor says, evacuate. The girl goes, the guy's number came up on my phone. I copied it down.
Oops.
Smart.
He's not the dumb person in the story.
Is she?
No.
What?
Police show up. Bomb squad shows up. They evacuate all 250 people out of the building into the parking lot for 2 hours. They're sweeping the building. It comes up that they got the phone number of the person who called in.
The person at the building?
No. The boyfriend of the 19-year-old girl who works there who told her boyfriend before she left that morning, I don't feel like working today. I wish somebody would call in a bomb threat.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
She then goes to the police and tells them, this is the conversation I had with my boyfriend. I have a feeling the number that came up is his.
Oh jeez.
I'm like, okay. Oh. I'm not sure who wins the biggest idiot in this thing.
Well, she was just making a comment. Oh, my God. Couldn't someone call in? He's the idiot.
Now, I got a question for you. If you had said to your boyfriend, call in a bomb threat, and it happened like that, and he was stupid enough to call from his cell phone, don't you throw him under the bus immediately?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I just happened to say, God, I wish something. I didn't know he was going to do it.
Yeah.
They check her phone. There's a text message right after he called in. Took care of it for you, honey.
Oh, my God.
She leaves in cuffs. They're on their way to go get him.
Oh.
How do you, in today's environment, even in
it's not
any
like making-
kind, I mean.
I just saw a meme on Facebook the other day. It shows a picture of an old school rotary phone. It says, whatever happened the days when you could call someone 75 times in a row and they could never figure out who you were. Because now you can't do that even once.
No. The next story is from Elizabeth. Two California Pizza Hut employees are in big trouble.
What'd they do?
They're in what?
Big trouble.
Trouble.
Oh, big trouble.
In Little China.
Is this Pizza Hut in the Russian sector?
Yeah, in Cypress, California.
You're in Boris. Trouble, Boris.
Bring the pizza.
They were fired after one of their fellow employees posted a video online of them ringing in the new year in the kitchen of the store by taking bong hits right next to where they're putting pizzas together.
Hey, okay. If you're going to get stoned, probably yeah. where pizza's available is probably not a bad idea.
Because the Twinkie factory closes at 5 p.m.
That's true. Right.
That's true.
And they're open pretty late making right. pizza.
Yeah.
The response to the video from Pizza Hut was, footage has emerged of several workers at Pizza Hut celebrating the new year in their own special way. But this is not something Pizza Hut wants to convey to their consumers.
I bet they do.
Wow.
Jinx.
Well, they got fired.
You know they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
What they should have done is they should have made them honorary pizza eaters or something. You know, you guys are fired from the job, and now you're honorary pizza eaters. They should have them do commercials for them.
Pizza Hut got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free advertising.
And you know what?
This story.
These guys, can you imagine the two guys? They'd be like, dude, we had to, man. It's like, what's better when you're stoned than Pizza Hut?
What should we put on with pepperoni? Try cinnamon and sugar.
In the next story, Elizabeth sent us Provo, Utah. This story is so sad. I couldn't believe it. Police are investigating a one-year-old girl, little girl's death. Paramedics were called December 2nd, actually. The story is a little bit old, and I don't know why it just came up now. Because the child was found unresponsive by her mother, Cassandra Richards. She'd fed the girl, put her down for a nap, and then was doing laundry and stuff, and she went to check on her an hour later, and the girl was...
Choked?
Stiff. No. The medical... They found out that when the test results revealed that she had died of a massive heroin overdose.
Oh.
Now, the thing is that the parents aren't users, but they were staying... This was in December, and they were staying with friends who invited their father, who has a known record. They invited their father to stay there as well. So there were the two couples. The homeowner's father was there.
And the baby.
When the police came to start the investigation, the homeowners, not realizing probably that the woman's father was still using, said, sure, come in and do a search, whereupon they found residue, burnt straws, all kinds of stuff. And they think that when the mother put the baby down to play, that she found a piece of something or was ate a piece of foil or something. They don't know. Right now, the autopsy hasn't... I couldn't find a link to
the autopsy. So it's not like the father OD'd the baby on purpose.
No, it's not like anybody... According to the investigation that
I'm
reading
now... Not that
it's
any better.
You know, that may... The story may change later on. I don't know. But as it reads right now... They didn't know that her father was a heroin addict.
Great.
And this happened.
Many heroin addicts would tell you that heroin is one of those drugs that you could fly under the radar for a long, long time.
Well, he's been arrested multiple times and convicted of charges. And the list is driving under the influence, possession of paraphernalia, possession of heroin, possession of methamphetamine, and marijuana, false identification and false information, giving false information to police, blah.
Wow.
So he has a long record.
Wow. Yeah, you can fly a long time under the radar. Oh, by the way, Shelley.
What?
What are you doing on the 16th of March?
I don't know, but I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
Yeah, you're going to drive me to a NA meeting in Lancaster.
You going back up there to speak again?
Yeah, I would be willing to bet you're going to get a call shortly because I think she's just going through everyone that went last year, and I know you.
Why don't you go as his 10 minute and then you can drive?
I can't do 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's a problem. Last time I went there, they were
the three people in the front row. The three people in the front row going like this to you?
They were dealing crack in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
That GSC, the Girl Scout crack.
Yep.
Bought four boxes of Thin Mints.
Did. Uh-oh.
Okay, we got to get through a couple more here. So
okay,
we're not on a time limit.
Neil sent this story, and he said he sent. I'm sending this in more for Bruce's amusement than anything else.
Awesome.
And I'm reading the story, and I'm going, really? Are you kidding me?
You know what I love about Neil? Neil's not even an addict or an alcoholic. Yeah.
Well,
he's a gaming buddy of mine.
He's just nuts. Well,
who lives in Europe.
He's addicted to gaming.
And he knows,
but there probably was a time.
And he knows that Bruce is a big fan of boobs. So he sent this story in.
Oh, so he knows you're a man.
San Francisco, right. There's a San Francisco company called Ohm Signal, which has created something, you know, now everybody's got those tech things like that Fitbit our friend James is talking about and stuff, you know, wearable technology that helps you with your workouts or whatever. They've created something called this, what they're calling the Ohm Bra, which is a sports bra that tracks biometrics while you're doing your workout.
Bounces?
Probably. I don't know. It's rechargeable, and it's even splash-proof so that you can sweat all you like.
I don't think that's what the splash they're talking about is.
But here's what gets me about it. You have to look at the, you know, there's a picture of a woman working out in this bra, so that's probably why he sent you the story.
Boing, boing, boing.
Didn't know that I'm the one who gets the stories usually. Yeah. But
is that embarrassing for you, Neil?
Shelley's not opposed to seeing pictures of boobs bouncing.
She's
I can
not.
Tell you
it was
for
an
sure.
Okay picture. Anyway, what made me laugh about the story is that it says here, I'm going to quote this, the Ohm Bra is built with the female body in mind.
Why? Are there other bras made with the male body in mind?
I'm hoping that it is.
My brain was built with the female body in mind.
Yeah, so is mine.
I'm just, it's designed to hold breasts.
So are my hands.
Of course it's going to be made with the female body in mind. Why is that even in their specs? I mean, and it's literally, I went to the website. It's on the website. It says it right there.
Did you ever see the Boy Scouts that got in trouble because they put a video up on YouTube where they were offering free, what do you call it? Mammary exams, free.
Mammograms?
To check for lumps.
Yeah. Mammograms, yeah.
Yeah, mammograms. Yeah. To check for lumps. And they were offering their services for free. Yeah, they got in a lot of trouble for that. It was a great video, though.
Okay, and finally, this story also sent in by Neil.
Neil.
15-year-old boy finally turned in the woman who was giving him methamphetamine in exchange for sex.
Well, that's good all around. He's getting
who had which?
Look, he's getting methamphetamine. He's not doing it. He's selling it, and he's getting boinked.
Well,
oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
Carolyn Lee, 36 years old, she has been arrested for child molesting, basically.
He was getting her the methamphetamine.
No.
Oh.
She was paying him with meth to have sex with her.
But mostly to
she could have saved
awake.
The meth.
Who turns...
He's a 15-year-old boy.
The meth.
But mostly it was to keep him awake so they could keep going, because she'd have sex with him and then he'd want to go to sleep.
Yeah, well,
so
that does happen.
That's how that works.
So she'd give him meth... So that he would stay awake. And
some people listen to our show. Some people just
yeah, some people listen to the show to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Lee. And
yeah.
Some people, what I find interesting is...
That a 15-year-old boy wasn't ready to go.
Why didn't she just give
later?
Him some Viagra?
He's 15. His head would explode.
Which one?
Well, of course.
Both, probably.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
A cup of coffee would have done it.
A cup of coffee would do it at 15.
Just
light
the
you
offer
up.
The offer of a new position usually would work. Let's try it this
I'm
way.
I'm going to have my friend Maria come over.
Yeah.
Joing.
He finally turned her in.
Turned the fan on.
Because he said, because it's wrong, I'm only 15.
Oh, No.
Do you know how often that happens where no one ever turns anyone in? I'll bet a lot more than you think.
Well, either way, it's wrong. And also, at this juncture, before we turn it over to the next half of the show, I do have to say we had a listener write in. I'm not going to divulge her name or anything like that. But we had
a listener.
To
her. We've already figured that out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So half our listeners are now out of the running. Woohoo.
Mm, there's only
she pointed out
write
to
in.
Me that when we had the story last week about the guy that killed his buddy because their balls touched.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were making sex in prison jokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That we're actually making light of rape. just because it happens to a man that we're making light of rape. And that might be hurtful to some people in our audience. And I agree with her. I think that that's true.
So we could run for mayor in Germany now?
Huh?
Dead silence.
I don't get that one.
You didn't hear the story from New Year's?
Oh. Of
in
all the...
Germany when the...
All the...
Middle Eastern refugees... That were sexually molesting
in the streets.
The teenage girls in Germany, and the German mayor said those girls should learn to stay at least arm lengths away from guys.
Oh, yeah. There was all kinds of rape. Huge. I just saw that on the news this morning. Like, he has to, I don't know if he's stepping down or there's something going on.
Should.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we tend to be more defensive of women being raped because...
Right.
That's what comes up in my mind.
If I was in jail, I'd be a lot defensive, let me tell you.
Yeah. I know, but that's the thing. We're still making jokes about something that's a very serious subject and is very injurious.
That is not a joke. I know lots of people that have been in jail, and it's like fight or flight. It's like if you want to save yourself, you better go do this for us. I mean, it's not a funny thing, but I mean, it's Rule 62.
She was just mentioning it, and, you know, and I think...
No, she's right, but it's still, it's Rule 62.
You're right. Now, knowing that you're right, knowing that we don't make light of rape and that we are not those who are not sensitive to things, and whether it's males or females, it does not make it right, it's Rule 62.
Yeah.
So.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
By the way,
Shelley, you're losing the vote.
By the way,
no.
But the fans are calling for it, Shelley.
The listeners are demanding.
The listeners are demanding.
Yeah, they are pretty demanding. They click that we want to hear more of your podcast thing all the time. Demand, demand, demand.
They also said we want to hear Shelley sing the song.
Not Carol. Carol
everyone
has got my
else.
Okay, but Carol's the only one. Carol's the only one. Everybody else that's made a comment on it has commented you should sing the song.
Welcome back.
Awesome.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
It's the same old place that you laughed about. Come on, Shelley.
Nope.
You know, if you just did it once, you could probably get us off it for
words.
Like an entire year.
I don't even know.
You printed them out at one time.
Yeah, you printed them out one time
for
to sing
you guys.
It. No. You sang it one time.
You sang it because of Horshack or Epstein dying.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Jeez. No, it was
Horshack. And you sang the song in tribute.
Yes, you did.
Well, then it...
We have it. So we can
go
back
and find
it.
I think you should go back and find it.
Since you post the shows.
Yeah, you should go back and find it and edit it into a show, and then you don't have to sing it again. So, Shelley, you got a topic. Is it the thin blue line in AA meetings when you used to be able to smoke in them?
No.
We haven't quite figured out the air purification system in the new studio yet. We're working on it. Yeah, right now it consists of a fan and an open window.
Well, and I ordered an exhaust fan for you because with my some of my Amazon credit. It was supposed to have arrived yesterday, but they had a little issue, so it won't arrive till tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've already forgotten what we were going to call the topic, but...
I don't know. It's not black or white.
Oh, the gray area.
Gray area.
There you go. The gray area.
So, we had a show. I think the last show was about the 10 step.
Correct.
Yes.
And darned if it didn't come up in Shelley's life.
But no, show before the next one that's going up.
Okay. But darned if Shelley didn't find a way to use that show. But I think she's deciding whether to use that show.
See, okay, here's the thing. Something happens. Could be a positive event, could be a negative event, but something has happened in which you have done positive or negative, depending on how you're looking at it. Something has happened in which some people might think you owe an amends, looking at it from an outside perspective. I'm wondering, because I feel like right now I feel like I'm in a gray area. Because I don't feel like I owe this person an apology.
Is one of the people who thinks you may owe an amends your sponsor?
No.
Okay. So it's just like some random busybody.
A good friend of mine.
Some bitty busybody who has nothing better than to do your program.
Well.
Because their program is at such a perfection rate.
Actually, that's really close.
That their program is so perfect that they have time to be working your program, too.
Well,
that is really,
really close.
Considerate of them.
Well, sort of, but not. I mean, is a very close friend who happened to be there at the time that this thing happened.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I hadn't thought about it again until that was on Thursday. And I hadn't really thought about it until
Who's a very close friend?
JP.
Oh, and he told you.
Yes.
Well, that's gray area, too.
I haven't even talked to my sponsor about it because I forgot all about it in between times.
If you forgot about it between then and now, I think the answer is already there.
Possibly. I think the reason why I don't feel bad is because what happened was I pulled a very brief raving Nana on somebody
at
coffee.
Super brief.
It was like 30, not even 30 seconds.
For a completely okay reason.
For something that I have politely asked this person not to engage in, and I'm not the only one.
Unprotected sex with numerous partners?
No, this person has a habit of continually getting into other people's business and telling them what to say and what to do.
Oh.
And this has been going on for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And what tipped me over
the edge.
Like
he's the secretary of every conversation.
Yes, and he knows exactly, he's like an authority on every subject.
He knows just enough to be a pain in the ass, huh?
Oof.
Can I throw something in here as a preliminary
would you like to put in the part that kind of set me off to begin with? But I wasn't going to say anything until after.
I'm in my car driving to work. Or Shelley's actually driving. She's giving
That's
me a lift
idea,
to work.
Because you can't see.
And my phone rings, and this guy who runs a meeting that I know that was actually, we talked about in Mirror Mirror, says, I've got a big powerhouse AA speaker coming tonight.
To the CA meeting.
I want you to be on your best behavior. And I'm like.
Oh, thanks.
I'm like, you're calling the guy with 26 years to tell him there's someone with a bunch of years coming to speak and I should be on my best
behavior?
Didn't
say bunch of years, just said powerhouse.
Well, yeah. And now the funny thing is, the guy shows up. Nice guy. I actually think I recognize him. Not overly amount of time, but time, you know, he's got like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the reading of who is an addict and everything. Guy is cracking up. He just thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
This guy is so low key. This person made it sound like Clancy was coming to speak. And, you know, Clancy, they got all their own little, you know.
Rules.
Yeah, you got to wear a tie, and there's no mustaches, and there's no this,
and
there's
no that.
If
Clancy was coming to speak, I would still beat the crap out of.
Oh, me too.
Who is an addict.
Oh, of course.
I don't care.
Of course. But anyway, so.
Like, got it.
He was on as about, you know, please be on your best behavior. I started inviting people I knew would not be on their best behavior.
I didn't get
I was
a
inviting
call.
Fausto. And, I know
of course,
I should have invited
them
you.
Up. Yeah, see,
Becky did.
I had a couple.
That's true. My sponsor came.
Yeah.
So that was one of the preliminaries that set her up.
That happened in the afternoon. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then we got to the meeting. We were a little bit early because he called and said he was running late and asked us if we could come early.
Well, it's important to be on time when you invite that powerhouse AA speaker.
Well,
yeah.
And I mildly razzed him about it.
Uh-huh.
But I also told him the story. You know, strangely enough, I had kind of a similar situation after I had about a year and I was secretarying that same meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had managed to get one of the old timers from the 502. And I forget, to this day, I forget who it was. Drives me crazy. I can't remember. To come out and speak. And I was worried because our good friends, Greg and Fausto, had a habit of sitting in that meeting and blah, 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 blah,
oh, yeah.
Making jokes and talk chit, chit, chit.
Yeah.
This was before you came
before
back.
Before I came
and,
back
and
in, yeah. But, oh, yeah.
Turned
but
it into a book study.
They haven't changed over the years.
Yeah, no.
And I was concerned that that would offend this old-timer speaker or whatever. But because I was in the habit of doing this, I ran it past my sponsor first. And I said, I asked her, I said, do you think I should talk to Greg and Fausto or something? She said, no, it's not your right to dictate what they say or do. And she said, you know what? If the speaker has a problem with it, he can talk to his sponsor. But I'm betting he'll probably have a really good time at that meeting.
And I got to tell you, I've seen speakers that if they had a problem with it, would just say something. Yeah. While they were speaking, hey, can you guys over there shut up?
You have the mic for 40 minutes.
Yeah, can you guys over there shut up for me, please?
Yeah.
And what happened was the speaker came in, had a great time, just like my sponsor said. And yeah. I didn't have to wag my finger at anybody, you know, to be on their best behavior because I ran it past my sponsor first. But then later on in the evening, we're all sitting at coffee and the last straw came. I hadn't even said anything. There was a conversation going on between Bruce and this newcomer girl, and I kind of
who went, this guy had with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I kind
really
of
nice
went,
gal.
I rolled my eyes. I was like, "Oh God, here it comes," but I hadn't said anything. And he leans across the table and sticks his hand in my face and says, "Shelley, no, do not talk." And I'm like, "Oh, you're done." That was it. I just went off. For like 20 seconds.
Did it bother him to try to get his arm out of his ass from the elbow down?
Well, the thing is...
Just curious.
The thing is, the girl, who's a nice girl, mm-hmm. She's doing all the right stuff. She doesn't have a lot of time. She's got like, what mm-hmm. about 90 days or something?
When did you start sponsoring
But herself? She's got a sponsor. Oh, she's okay. working yeah. the steps. She's, uh-huh. you know, she's on her way.
Yeah.
And she was making mention of that her... fiance or whatever.
Not too many identifiers.
Okay.
In this, please.
There was a problem, and I'm thinking that the vociferousness of this person to want to interject himself in the conversation is he doesn't want there to be much discussion about a fiance where he's present, because my guess is there's a little 13th step thought on his part, probably not on her part.
I don't know.
He's well involved in the 13-step prayer.
I you know, I've never seen him do it before, but he's carting her around, so that makes me think that there's...
I don't know if he is. And you know what? I don't even care. From my perspective, it was like that one moment in time, I was like, okay, this has been going on, not just with me. Other people have noticed this too. Mm-hmm. And he's done similar things to other people. I was like, okay, I'm all done with this. And
so she told him how done she was with it.
Yeah. I said, you know, you are really starting to piss me off. You need to knock that off. I'm like, I mean, you know, I used my
voice. She used her outside voice.
My outside raving Nana voice.
And of course, we were outside.
For about 30 seconds. Uh-huh. And then we all just carried on. Because literally, I had my little apparatus and I said, okay, I'm done now.
So who felt you owe an amend?
Our friend JP, I was like, because I asked, after he and the girl had gone, I asked the rest of the group, I said, okay, is this a 10-step situation? And the rest of the group is going, eh. And he said, possibly. I was like,
then possibly he should go do a 10-step.
I don't know. Because I didn't, I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
Did JP step up right away and say, Shelley, this is really inappropriate, and I think I should come to the defense of this person?
No,
because he wouldn't do it in front of other people.
Then he probably owes a 10-step to the person for not defending them. So JP, therefore, owes the 10th step. You're clear, Shelley.
Oh.
Oh, I like how you did that.
It's how I used to do group conscious. Look.
You can bet 1,000%. I'm going to bring that up next time I see JP. I was talking to a guy with 30 years the other day. He said, you clearly owe a 10th step to the guy for not defending him.
Yeah, because go by the strength of my program.
Oh, that's funny. No, but I mean, there are other times.
Yeah, the strength of your program's fine. You got 30 years.
You know,
something's working.
Clearly, I raised my voice at another human being. The thing is, I'm not sorry for what I said because it needed to be said. At some point, somebody needed to say something. Now,
what is the sway that JP holds that you hold this into such?
Oh no! I'm just asking the question in general. So that's the example of the situation.
Uh-huh.
But how do you know when something comes up, when it feels like a gray area to you? Which side do you err on the side of caution and apologize for some specific part of it, or do you just say eh? And move on, or I mean,
I always say yeah, because I figured that if I was supposed to make an amends, God would have guided me in that direction when I did the third step.
Actually, God was guiding me later on in that evening to do the victory dance.
Then there you go.
Usually if I feel I owe an amends, and I feel it, it becomes pretty apparent to me that I owe an amends.
Yeah,
which in fact. Supposedly, we'll wait to see, but said person called me and said, don't tell Shelley, but I think I really owe her an amends. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, okay. No, I actually did tell Shelley. Yeah. But I think it becomes pretty apparent when you need to make amends because, like Shelley said, by the next morning or whatever, she forgot all about it.
Until we were sitting here trying to come up with a topic, I was like,
if I'd forgotten all about it, it's a eh to me. You know what that means? God has taken it away from me root and branch, just like I ask him to every day.
Yeah.
And if I needed to do something about it, God would
And if I needed to do something face. About it and I didn't, things would bother me to a point where eventually I'd have to do another fourth step where it would probably show up.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
So if none of those things have been guided that way, obviously... You must have handled it fine.
Well, yeah, but then there are other times when, especially, like, I don't know, a few months after I did my fifth step, where things came up that I had forgotten about. So I forgot about those, but then they came up and they were bugging me enough that I
felt
I needed to make amends to people. And the funny thing was the things that came up later that I then went back and made amends, the people that I was talking to turned around and said, I don't remember that. When did that happen?
That's usually what you get.
Well, how about this? Everyone,
9 times out of 10.
The unexpected happens, which makes it expected.
Everyone has written in inventories before where there's that guy or that person or that event or that agency where you're like, I did nothing. It was 100% them. And then you get the sponsor that's like, well, you know, you put yourself in that situation, so that's your part. And you're that's like, true. Oh, are you effing kidding me?
That's true. Everybody's
because I walked in the door of that place, and he's like, yeah, you know.
Sure.
By you being there, yeah, that's your part in it. If you had never gone there, that would have never happened. I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
So I owe myself an amends?
Could be.
Okay. I'm sorry, me. I'm done now.
I'm sorry, me. I'm done.
Maybe my part in that was that
I accept.
I've let that go on for months and months and didn't say anything before it came to the flashpoint.
I'll tell you what, Shelley, when it comes to, I'm assuming this is truly the last straw.
Yes.
So, when it comes to that meeting.
As in the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, when it comes to that meeting, there's almost a responsibility to people with time. Not to be the bleeding deacon that has to have things their way, but that it has to keep that meeting on center. Because
that meeting will go sideways real quick.
That meeting will go sideways faster than a decent bottle of Pinot Noir.
Well, see, so, I'm considering absenting myself from that meeting for a while. Switching to another one for a while.
So it's like switching from scotch to brandy?
She's sort of not like, going to switch to another meeting.
I could get William to come and pick you up.
But where are you going to go?
I'm just going to go back to Monday for a while.
But that meeting needs you.
No, you know, the funny thing is Bruce says that it's his home group.
There's no girls with time.
His home group moved on a long time ago. He is the home group now. He's the last man standing.
You the homie.
He's the only one left from the original core of that group.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even core, even though I've been going there for like 8.5 years. I still wouldn't be considered the core of the group because I wasn't there when it started.
You're the core of the group now.
Was
not
I the,
really.
Does that make me the core of the group?
In absentia.
I started the meeting.
Yeah, but well, if then you abandoned it.
If you leave,
I moved.
You abandoned us.
I moved.
Well, you moved back now.
If, you could come. You move back now.
You go to other meetings.
Hey, Mark, you just moved back
I just
now.
Moved back
you drive
now.
Out here every Sunday to do the show.
So should I change to Thursday and we can record?
Wait. Let me hearken back to what brought this on in the first place. Uh-huh. People telling other people what they should be doing.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's Shelly and I.
Like,
it's okay.
Wow, Shelly went from I don't think I owe it amends
to relocating me.
Let me do the exact same thing
to relocating
someone else.
Me.
Why don't you move back to the area?
That is very true. That is very true. Point taken. And I apologize, Mark, for trying to boss you around.
And see, that's how easy it is.
Well, see, but because Shelly, the thing that bothers you is that you and I used to be like jumping to see who got to get in first to beat the crap out of somebody.
That's true. I don't even have to do that anymore now. In that meeting now, I just sit there and I'll just go, I'll make the face or I start getting antsy in my seat or whatever. And then at some point I'll just say, romancing. And then everybody's like, look, what?
Shelly, one time, and I don't recall at all what it was about, but she took someone to task for something in a meeting, and her sponsee is like, yep, that's my sponsor right there. Yep, there it is.
Yep.
No, it wasn't that I took someone to task. I took the entire group to task because we were going broke. Wasn't that what it?
I don't know.
Well, that could be at any meeting.
It was something. Well, and it was
at the
fact,
at that meeting the other day, we collected $13, and between Shelly and I, we put in nine of it.
And like, I was an accident. I meant I was only going to put in two because, you know, two mm-hmm. bucks. And then Bruce put in four, and I thought he was putting in two for me.
Oh.
And then he said, no, I was putting in four. I'm like, oh, okay. And I went to put my money in there, and then William took the basket away.
Okay.
You put in the five.
Yes.
And was going to take change out, and William grabbed the basket. That's awesome.
That's all right.
So
that makes up for the ham.
There you go. Oh, my gosh, that's perfect.
What?
The ham we got for free.
That made up for the ham.
Okay.
So you donated the ham money to the program.
The pre-cooked ham.
The ham that I've forgotten about until today, so clearly I don't feel that bad about it.
Okay.
She's going to make these ham sandwich things, funeral sandwiches, which were awesome. And I'm like, oh, well, we got tons of ham. And she's like, well, I bought ham. I'm like, not only do we have ham.
But it's frozen.
But it's pre-cooked ham. So I'm thinking, of course, that's where my problem starts out. I'm thinking.
You're thinking, yeah.
Because I'm thinking like a guy. I'm like, if it's pre-cooked ham, I would have sliced off some really big chunks of it from around the bone. And frozen them all separately. But what we have like a 10-pound frozen ham. And she's like, well, it's going to take a while to defrost it. And I'm like, we're going
to
defrost it all
at
one time? Because we won't be able to freeze it again. So we're going to eat like...
And you can freeze it again.
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
No, you can. I'll take it out, cook it with glaze.
Or you can just take a power saw to it and just cut it down.
We're going to take it out and cook it with glaze. It's a pre-cooked ham.
You're going to warm it with glaze.
Yeah, you can't. You can't just...
You can. Ham,
but that's just not right.
I'm like, it's a pre-cooked ham. Can't you just slice? Can't you just slice off pieces of it and eat it?
Melt a bunch of Swiss cheese on top of it. It's fine.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to just slice pieces off it and eat it? Because isn't that kind of the purpose of pre-cooking something?
Okay, how did we get off subject on ham for crying out loud?
Well, I was going to see if I need to make an amends to you.
To the ham?
Yeah, because I thought we should just. That you could just slice it off there. But I said,
okay,
I'm a stupid guy. I don't know.
I did
know.
It wrong then. Can we get back on the subject?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your final words on... what are your final words on gray area?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't such a gray area because, you know, I agree with Mark because all the times when I've done something or said something that I did end up needing to make amends for, I felt very uncomfortable in my skin. Afterwards, until I fixed it. and then I didn't. So
absolutely.
Maybe there isn't a gray area.
Mark?
I am thoroughly convinced after having this conversation that after extended time around me, things that used to bug the crap out of Shelley, she doesn't even care about anymore.
That's true. Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, she would have been fighting with this. She would have not forgotten about it at all.
Oh, she'd have been bugged
the next day.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, girl.
And
I'm not sure this is an improvement. Well, because this is actually damaging my relationships
and
other areas.
This went from Thursday to Friday to Saturday. And yet, here's the thing. My final words on this. Shelley, who's convinced that it's not really an issue, is already contemplating going to a different meeting, which makes me think it's more of an issue than Shelley thinks it is. Or she wouldn't be contemplating going to a different meeting.
Okay, we have to redirect, though, before we actually close out the show.
Redirect.
Well, the reason for that is because the point was made that because the meeting is struggling due to a specific personality, and now we're putting personalities before principles, that perhaps the best way to serve the meeting would be to let that person fail on his own. Then we can go back in and fix it.
Hmm.
So,
that was Shelley's version of, oh, allow me to retort.
Yes. So, that was a suggestion. We'll see. Okay, now go ahead.
Redirect?
So, does that mean we have a topic sometime of implosion?
We did implosion. Not too long ago, actually.
My redirect would be on the redirect. My final words to the redirect would be, if I stop going to a meeting that I've always gone to, I am helping it to go away. It's not just because of the guy. I am part and parcel responsible for keeping a meeting going by attending it.
And my redirect to your final redirect is, Shelley, thank you for being of service.
So, Shelley.
What?
We have friends in the Inland Empire.
I'm one of them.
go to 12stepgazette.com/IE. You can read the Southern California edition of the 12 Step Gazette. You can subscribe. You can write to her. She'll probably send you a few copies to hand out at your favorite club or sober living or whatever and whatnot. Yes. Go do that.
Awesome. And Mark, people listen to the show.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well,
the shout out list gets longer and longer because we know we have at least like 11 listeners now.
Oh, boy. Who come in and comment? Thank you very much. We appreciate that. However you listen to the show, we ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net. And click on the latest show. When that comes up, you will. You'll get a little box will click up inviting you to join Podomatic. Please do. It's free.
Have fun.
And once you join, then you can like, follow, leave comments. You can go down and leave comments on the show that you're listening to. And hopefully if it's the latest show and you have a topic suggestion or a comment back for us, you can leave that there. And you can add us to your playlist for all your wild hooting and hollering Saturday night party needs.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Shelley, you have an ebook out. We're going to make a commercial for that. Put it in the middle of the show where people will actually hear it.
Yes, it's you can get it on Amazon. It's formatted for Kindle, but you can get an EPUB version of it. It's called Shelley Burnett Updated Her Status.
You can get it for less than the price of a coffee at Starbucks.
Yep, it's $2.99 on Amazon. And if I sell enough copies the first year, Amazon may choose to make a hard copy of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so get off your butts and buy. It's actually, Shelley's a fantastic writer. You should really check it out. If you are Facebook friendly, it's super easy to join Podomatic because if you'll notice, if you go to recovery101.net, it redirects to Podomatic. And if you want to sign in with Facebook and you're Facebook friendly, it'll sign you right in. And you can comment. And if you comment, you'll get shout outs on the show. I'm saying that now. When we get to where we get lots and zillions of people commenting, we might not be able to do that. But right now, you'll get a comment.
When our shout-outs start to sound like the 9/11 memorial, it'll be time to stop.
When the shout-outs go for an entire segment, then can you imagine? Oh, my God. So anyway, it's easy to join Podomatic. They won't spam you or anything. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. I would also encourage people to check out Terminally Unique Apparel on Instagram. So do a search for hashtag Terminally Unique Apparel, all one word, and you will see the clothing line that we do. And there's some fun stuff going on there. And if you like, you can send us an email to recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topics, which, you know, we can always use topics. If you want to write a jingle, you can do that. You can suggest lead-out music. You can do all kinds of things. We also have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/... Oh, I almost forgot.
Right.
Before I do that. Right. There's also the Recovery 101 secret group.
Shh.
This is right about when Lee should be just about falling asleep. Shh. If you send us a message to either Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett or Bill Piper or...
Wakey, wakey, eggy, bakey.
Should we smash the cymbals together? We can add you, or if you send us a message at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, we will add you to the secret group. The videos are at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Lee, do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't. You can tell that. Rule 62, baby. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Billy the Kid and the Lucky Poets.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. There comes a point in everybody's life. When you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but the world has changed. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get on.